Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Last night, absolutely huge episode of Married at First Sight was on our TVs for the second last time of 2019. Tonight is the final episode, and it looks even more explosive than the previous. Honestly,
I'm
it just
sad.
Keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I know. What are we going
to
talk
why
about?
Why does it have to end? At first, we're like, it's never going to end. Now we don't want it to end.
Yes.
Torn emotions.
I know. One person who also probably has torn emotions about the whole thing is Mike. He joins us now. Morning, Mike.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Now, I don't like to. We just wake you up.
Can you tell?
Don't worry, we're just waking up ourselves, Mike. It's 20 past six in the morning. No one needs to be up at this time, do they?
It's an ungodly hour, that's for sure.
You're telling me, mate. That's every morning for us. It's tough work.
I'm literally laying in bed right now.
I'm so jealous. All right, first question then. Are you laying in bed alone right now?
Wow.
Coming out guns blazing on a Monday.
I tell you what, the hits just keep on coming. I tell you, come on, it's a bit too soon for that, don't you think?
Yeah,
okay,
nah.
let's rephrase the question. Put her on the phone, Mike.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm kidding. Come
I was going to save it for later, but any truth to the rumours about you? And we actually, a friend of the show is Gina Stewart, the world's hottest grandma. She's been on several times before. Any truth to you and a daughter?
No, none at all.
Right.
And I can tell you that now, can't I? So, yeah, no.
Yeah.
None at all.
So it must have been hard. You've been kind of living in secrecy for the last however many months now. The whole you and Heidi secret, you guys haven't made it successfully. Well, you did make it through the experiment, and then ever since, things went down the drain by the looks of it, Mike. Last night, I was so sad watching the two of you. You seem so distant.
Down the drain. Oh, that makes it sound so terrible. I mean, yeah, look, and it is nice. You know, you do make a good point. It is nice to be able to just openly and freely speak about it. For the last couple of months, I've had to maintain this, you know, this facade that we're together, and it's been exhausting, frankly. You know, I'm a straight shooter, and I like to tell the truth. And unfortunately, I was, you know, in a position where I had to say this stuff. I didn't want to ruin the story for people. You know, I was contractually obliged. I mean, a few reasons why I had to go through with telling everyone that we were still together, but it's been exhausting.
Have you guys spoken since? Because you obviously, it was revealed last night that 2 days later you kind of broke up on the Gold Coast, and then you didn't speak in last night's app. Are you guys, what's your relationship like now?
Frosty. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I wish I could, I wish I could tell you it wasn't, but unfortunately it is. I gotta be honest about that. Yeah, it's a frosty one. We don't have a lot to say to each other anymore, unfortunately. It's really sad.
Do we find out why it's frosty in tonight's episode, or can you let us know why?
Yeah, I could tell you here and now. I don't know that I've got a good answer for this. Mate, we just don't seem to care for one another like we should, and we've just put each other through the ringer. We've hurt one another, and unnecessarily, it was exhausting, and you know, it was more difficult than it should have been. I don't think that we particularly, you know, sort of supported one another the way that we should have, and the planets were just never in alignment for us.
Yeah, right. So after the experiment wrapped up and you guys, you know, made the commitment to stay together, what happened? There's word that she moved to the Gold Coast. Did she really pack up all her stuff and move there, or was it a temporary thing? Was it a holiday?
No,
what was the deal?
Yep, no, she did. You know, we were living, she was sort of living between my place and her friend's place. You know, we wanted to gently kind of move in together. And, I mean, that suited us both at that point. But, we are just, I don't know what she's telling the world, but we're just two different people. You know, we just just fights. It's over silly stuff. And I don't know. I just couldn't win her over at that point. So I don't know. I don't want to make criticisms. I don't want to point fingers, but I'm just going to have to say, I guess it was both of us.
Well, on the plus side, Mike, if you're not with Gina Stewart's daughter, if you're not with Heidi, you're one of Australia's most famous single men. I mean, there's a good thing to look forward to.
Look, honestly, after last night, I'm just going to lick my wounds for a bit. I need to just regroup and be me for a bit. I don't want to you know, it would be unfair to put anyone else through something if, you know, I wasn't ready for it. So, no, I'm not on the market, to be honest with you, at this point.
Yeah, I suppose while the spotlight's on you as well, you know, it's kind of hard for you to date now. The whole country is going to know whoever it is.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Any time I go for a coffee with anyone, they'll be, you know, paps around kind of wanting to know who it is. And the scandals will come thick and fast, I'm sure. But, you know, don't worry. I'm definitely going to remain a single man for a while until I'm good and ready. And I'm telling you, the next girl, because look, I am looking to settle down. You know, yeah. People ask the question, you know, Mike, were you really in there for love? And it's a firm yes.
Yeah.
So I'm still, you know, I'll be keeping an eye out, but I'm not jumping into anything hot and heavy. In the meantime, I'll take my time, gather my thoughts, and, you know, get back into it slowly.
Your Channel 9 contract runs out. You get the call up from The Bachelor. what do you say, Mike? Yes or no? Are you in?
No, that's a solid no, man. I wouldn't be interested in that. Firstly, I think I'm too old for it. And then secondly, I just don't know that I'm a fan of the format of that show. It's entertaining, I'm sure. But I don't think I'd do another reality television show.
In that case, come to Shepherd and Mike. We'll hook you up. We've got heaps of cool girls here.
You know what? I want to go to Shepherd, and I always say it like when they're calling out the weather, you know, I hear about Shepherd. I've never been there. I've never stepped foot in the joint, and it sounds cool. Like, I think I'd like to go and visit you guys.
Promise you, you'd be married within 24 hours, Mike. Get down here ASAP.
guys, thank you. You're very kind. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. You've been amazing to watch on Married at First Sight, and we're looking forward to the final episode tonight. It looks really emotional between you and Heidi. Last night in the promo, I was like, oh, God, what happens between them? So we're looking forward to it.
Oh, I know. Get the tissues out. I think it's going to be a bit of a tearjerker tonight.
Yeah.
Well, a bro hug coming from me to you, Mike.
Legend. Thanks, man. Hey, and listen, this isn't the enemy. Keep an eye out for my podcast.
Oh, hello. What's your podcast about?
Well, you know, I like to give all that great advice. I'm going to, just some interesting topics, some fun stuff. You know, maybe try and make a few changes and make the world a better place.
Oh, love that. Love it. All right. Well, Mike, it's been wonderful to speak to you this morning. Go back to sleep or go to the other 100 radio interviews you've probably got today.
Thanks for having me, Shepherdin. And it's been good to chat with you.
You're very welcome. Catch Married at First Sight tonight on Channel 9, the final episode. It does air then.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.